Well, finally today, this afternoon at Congregation Kehillath Israel, Brookline said goodbye to a beloved resident, Ethel Weiss. She'd been running Irving's Toy and Card Shop on Harvard Street in Coolidge Corner for 77 years. She and her husband bought the space back in 1939, and children of all ages have been coming in to buy toys and candies there for three generations. Ethel Weiss passed away this week. Last week. She was 101 years old. And back in 2013, WBUR reporter Bruce Gellerman spoke with Ethel Weiss and some of her many small customers.
The storefront at 371 Harvard Street in Brookline is tiny, but you can't miss it. It's the one with the candy cane striped awning that looks like a place Hansel and Gretel might call home. A gentle jingle of the bells on the door, and you're in. And there, sitting in a sturdy armchair next to the candy display filled chock-a-block with Snickers and Jujubes, Reese's Pieces, Lifesavers, and Chuckles, is the person who makes this store so special.
I am Ethel Weiss, and I own Irving's Toy and Card Shop in Brookline. And I've been here since 1939, January 1939.
Nearly 75 years ago, Ethel and Irving Kravitz bought this little sliver of a store. He wanted to buy a bowling alley, but this was all they could afford. They tripled the size of the store in 1948. Today, it's a shoebox-shaped space, about 15 feet by 40. Irving passed away in 1960. 2 years later, Ethel married Abe Weiss. He, too, died, and Ethel, now 99 years old, continues to run Irving's Toy and Card Shop.
And I love it here, and I love the children that come from the school.
Business picks up mid-afternoon.
Everybody comes here after school.
I'm buying a sweet Malkatio Theo.
Just going to get some candy. I'll get some Skittles and some gum. Irving's is the best.
Yep.
A trickle of students from the nearby devotion school turns into a steady stream, exchanging coins, smiles, and kind words with Ethel Weiss.
40 cents.
It's exact change.
That's right.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay.
We're regular customers.
They're wonderful boys.
Yeah. It's a cooler shop than any other shop.
We have two, and here's one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Ethel.
So long.
Bye, Ethel.
Bye.
Have kids changed over these 74 years that you've been here?
Not really. The kids are still wonderful if they're approached properly.
What's the proper approach?
Treat them right. Be fair with them.
Whenever I don't have a lot of money, I just come here.
It's an awesome store. Whenever you have change, you just come here and you get something.
Right? Try to discourage them from buying too much stuff.
You're kidding. That's what you're in business for.
Well, I know, but sometimes I don't want them to gain too much weight and then blame me, you know.
Arden Reamer enters Irving's toy store with her two kids in tow. They live right around the corner on Beale Street and are regular customers.
Hi.
We're all here.
Another interview.
The kids make a beeline to the toys. Irving's is a time capsule. No video games, no batteries needed. There are squirt guns and puzzles, yo-yos and pirate patches, imagination and abundance on neatly stocked shelves.
They have bought probably every bit of merchandise in this store several times over, like these cars over here. They would come home.
Can I get two things?
Liz, we're being interviewed. Do you want to introduce yourself? What's your name?
Alice.
And how old are you, Alice?
14.
Whoops, not quite.
You're not 14.
Pretending 14.
And Alice, who is dressed entirely in purple, has picked out a purple jump rope because Ethel carries purple purple and pink jump rope because Ethel carries those.
And if you need Groucho glasses, silly putty, or a Woolly Willy magnet hair toy, it seems Ethel's cornered the world market.
I think there is a secret. I think everyone loves Ethel, and Ethel loves her customers.
It says so right on the button Ethel made and wears every day. I love my customers. And she knows them and their parents' parents. Generations returning to this tiny store filled with memories.
They come from all over the world with their grandchildren.
And they stop in?
Yeah, of course. This is one place they have to come. See if I'm still here. And they buy my poster, Thoughts for a Happier Life. It's on the refrigerator in many homes.
Thoughts on Living a Happy Life are the distilled words of wisdom from a life well lived for 99 years. Ethel published the poster and sells it in her store. Care about how you look. Dress neatly and in good taste, it advises. Avoid bad habits. Try to be organized.
So I got to ask you, Ethel, the last thought for a happy life you have on your poster, it says, enjoy being yourself. Do you live those words?
Of course. I love being myself. And I can brag about myself all day.
Ethel Weiss, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman spoke with her back in 2013. Ethel passed away last week. She was 101 years old. And if, by the way, you're in Brookline and you walk down Harvard Street, check out the front of Irving's Toy and Card Shop. It is covered with notes of love and remembrance. That's it today. For today, I should say. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.